This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's what everybody's been waiting for, a COVID-19 vaccine. Britain's now approved Pfizer's vaccine for emergency use, and people there may be able to get a shot within days. The AP's Charles de Ledesma is in London.
Drug makers Pfizer and BioNTech say they've won permission for emergency use of their COVID-19 vaccine in Britain, the world's first coronavirus shot that's backed by rigorous science. The Department of Health and Social Care says in a statement the vaccine will be made available across Britain from next week. Other countries aren't far behind, though. Regulators in the US and the EU are also vetting the Pfizer shot, along with a similar vaccine made by competitor Moderna. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Here in the US, a CDC panel says healthcare workers and nursing home residents should be the first to get shots when they become available. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
It was the job of 14 members of the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices to decide who should receive the protection first. They all agree healthcare workers, 21 million people, should be first in line, and most voted for nursing home patients. Two vaccines could be approved soon, but widespread distribution isn't expected until the spring. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Did somebody have a secret scheme to get a White House pardon or a plot to offer big money in exchange for clemency? The Justice Department is investigating. A court document unsealed yesterday didn't provide any names, but we're told no government official is or was the subject or target of the investigation. The EU says those working from home because of the coronavirus restrictions have a right to disconnect from the internet and email. One lawmaker says many workers are now suffering burnout. This is AP News. A high-profile actor is making a big life change.
Actor Ellen Page, the star of movies like Juno and Inception, is now Elliot Page. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest. Ellen Page became a star playing a pregnant teen in Juno.
I'm going to give it up for adoption, and I already found the perfect couple. They're going to pay for the medical expenses and everything.
Now Page says on social media his preferred pronouns are he and they, and he goes by Elliot Page now. Page, who is 33, says coming out as trans involved a long journey and much support from the LGBTQ community. Page says it feels remarkable to finally love who he is enough to pursue his authentic self.
The AP's Margie Zaraletta reporting. China has landed a spacecraft on the moon. It'll bring back moon rocks to Earth for the first time since the 1970s. China eventually hopes to land a human on the moon. It has a spacecraft on the way to Mars. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.